We're on Beis Amud Beis on the bottom, three lines from the bottom. Okay, now this Gemara is almost like an intermission, we'll call it, or it's unrelated to the days of the laying of the Megillah that we learned in Beis Amud Beis on the Beis, and it's unrelated to the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Mar Aleph, which we're not going to do today, the two dots. It's a separate Indian. And the reason the Gemara jumps onto this Indian right now is because Rabbi Yirmiyah made a statement beforehand. So now the Gemara is quoting another statement from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, five lines from the bottom, you saw Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vitem Rechia Bar Abba. So now the Gemara, once he quoted him, he's saying other statements that Rabbi Yirmiyah said, two statements. So three lines from the bottom, Beis and Beis. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vitem Rechia Bar Abba. Mansafach, the letters Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pe, and Chaf. Tzofim Amru, the Nevi'im said, Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Nevi'e Hadoros. There were Nevi'im who said those letters. They created those letters. The Gemara says, huh? Those five letters were created by the Nevi'im? V'tizbara, is that logical? The Haksiv, Eila HaMitzvos She'en Navi Rashai L'Chadesh Davar Me'ata. The Pasuk says that all of the mitzvot were given at Har Sinai, and no Navi is able to create new entities into the Torah. Here is a question, why is this like a new thing? So some people say that because if it's a new letter, so then if you put that into a Sefer Torah, so then it wouldn't be kosher because it's a new letter. So that they created something that would actually change the way of halacha. But either way, let's just say creating the letters. So the Gemara, the Od, Ha'amar Rav Chista, Mem v'samach shabaluchos b'neis hayu omdim. The letters Mem and Samach in the luchos, they stood miraculously. Now, what's important about these letters, these five letters, are they letters that could apply in the middle of the word, or the beginning of the word, or the end of the word, right? There's a Mem Tzofit and they change. That's the whole idea. The Mem, the Nun, the Tzadi, the Pei, and the Chaf, they change if they're at the beginning of the letter of the word or the end of the word. Okay? So the Gemara says that it can't be that the Mem Sofit or the Samach Sofit that these people created, because it says that in the Luchos already, these letters stood miraculously. Now, how do they stay miraculously? Because if you take a look at a Samach, right? So if you carve out a Samach, you have a hole, but then you have a middle part that's still stone, right? Let's say you take stone and you carve a Samach into a stone. So the middle part of that stone isn't hanging on anything. So it was a nace that the Mem Sofit and the Samach Sofit, or the regular Samach, right? The middle actually remained hanging in midair in the Luchos. So you see that the Mem Sofit and the Samach, right, were not created by the Nevi'im, but already in the times of the Luchos at Har Sinai, they were in existence. So the Gemara says, in. Mahavi Havi, you're right.
They're carved straight through.
Right, they're carved straight through. Right, you're able to see from both sides. So, mehave havu, yeah, that's a good question. Mehave havu, velo havu yadi hai be'emtza teva v'hai besof teva. You're right. They already existed, but the people didn't know which letter, which mem goes at the beginning of the word and which mem goes at the end of the word. V'asu tzofim, so the Nevi'im came, v'takinu pesuchin be'emtza teva u'stumin besof teva. The Nevi'im came along and they said that the open letters, meaning what we call the first letters, right, that's in the middle of the word, or the beginning of the word, and the stumim, the ones that are closed, so that is going to be at the end of the word. Word. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Sof, eila hamitzel she'en avi asi l'chadesh davar me'ata. But still, that means that they were doing something new. This wasn't the way before, and they went ahead and they did something new. Now, the Gemara asked that question already before and answered it. So why is the Gemara asking the question again? The Gemara obviously thought that telling you the first part of the word or the end part of the word is not something new. So that Rashi says, that's the urcha of the Gemara. This is the normal way of the Gemara, that it just keeps on asking the question until it gets to its point. I mean, nothing major changed between the question and the answer, but the bottom line is, they can't decide which is the beginning of the word and which is the end of the word. That's something new. And you can't have something new. So the Gemara says, oh, the answer is, famous line, Ela shachachum v'chazru v'yastum. It was forgotten. These letters were forgotten, and they came along and they told us where it is. Now, how did they forget? The Rishonim ask. How did they forget where the Mem Sofit goes and the other one goes? Like some Rishonim say, why didn't they just look at the Luchos? They could have opened up the luchos were inside the aron. They could have just looked in the aron and looked at the old luchos and see how things were written. So some Rishonim say, Mereina Chanami, but this they forgot it after the aron was buried. The Gemara says that one opinion is that it was buried in the times of Yoshio. So when it was buried, it was after that. That's when they forgot and they couldn't go ahead back and look at it. The Rabbeinu Chananel says in Masechta Shabbos, Nafkuf Dalar Medbeis, what this really means is that most of the people forgot it. But there were some people, and that's what they went ahead and they publicized it. That's what the Gemara is saying now. They told us where the letters were supposed to go. Okay. V'am Rabbi Yirmiyah, again, a second statement from Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'itei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Targum shel Torah, the Targum, right, the explanation of the Torah, Unklus Hager Amru. Unklus was the one who explained it, who said it. Mipi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. According to our Girsa, he said it in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, meaning that he learned it from them, and he, I guess, publicized it. Targum shel Nevi'im, the Targum in the Navi, Yonasan ben Uziel Amru. Mipi Chagai Zachariah Malachi. It was in the name of Chagai Zachariah Malachi. V'nizdazea Eretz Yisrael arba meos parsa. And when he revealed the Targum of the Navi, Eretz Yisrael like shook. Nizdazea means to shake. Al arba meos parsa. The whole thing shook. Yatzta baskova amra. A heavenly voice came out and said, Miuzeh shegilas Yisrael lebnei Adam. Who is the one who revealed the secrets to human beings? Amar Yonasan ben Uziel. Yonasan ben Uziel got up al raglav on his feet. Va'amar anihu. It was I, Shigalisi Sisrecha, that revealed your secrets, l'bnei Adam. Galoi v'yadu alefanecha. It's revealed to you, Hashem. Shelo lechvod yasisi. You know, Hashem, that I did not do this so Yonasan ben Uziel could become famous, that I could do it for kavod. Velo lechavod beis Abba, not for my father's honor. El lechvodcha, for your honor, Hashem, asisi, I did this. Shelo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael, so there shouldn't be a lot of disagreements amongst Bnei Yisrael, how to translate the Pesukim. That's why I revealed the translation. The Od Bikesh Legalot Targum Shel Ksuvim. He also wanted to go ahead and reveal the translation of the Ksuvim. Yes, the Basko of Amra, the heavenly voice came out and said, Lo, Vamra Lo said to him, Dayacha, that's enough. Don't translate that. Why? What's the big deal of Ksuvim? My time of Mishim de Ispe Kates Mashiach. Because in Sefer Daniel, it talks about when the end of days are. And therefore, it was not appropriate to go ahead and translate it. Period. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze what we just read. The Targum Shel Torah Unklus Hager Amru? Is that really true? That the Targum of Chumash was from Unklus? The Ha'amarav Ika Bar Avin Amarav Chananel. Amarav. All said in the name of Rav. My Diksiv, the Pasuk says, in Nehemiah, Vayikru'u, B'sefer Torah HaElokim, Mifarash, V'som Seichel V'yavinu B'mikra. Okay, this Pasuk this is about when Bnei Yisrael came out from Bavel, the people who were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, they came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they all gathered together on Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, and Ezra read to them from a Sefer Torah. Okay? And this is what it says. He read to them a Sefer Torah Sa Elokim. So now that's the end of the Pasuk. Excuse me, that's the end of the Pasuk. And the Gemara now analyzes each part of the Pasuk. Part 1. Vayikaru b'sefer Torah Elokim. That's the quote. Zem mikra. Okay, he read to them from the Chumash. Miforash. What does that mean? Ze targum. He said to them over the targum, the translation of the Chumash. V'som seichel. What does that mean? Elu hapsukim. Ezra told them where to stop in the Chumash because that helps you understand the Chumash. V'yavinu b'mikra. Elu piske taimin. That's the trap. Right? Ma ba'ach ba'ashta. You taught them how to lane. V'amila, and some people say, Elu ha'mesores. This is the we have kriuk sivs. Sometimes you read a pasuk differently than the way it's there. The tradition of how to read it. Okay, so now we have a problem. Because we see that already from the time of Ezra, they had targum. So then how could you say that Unklus was the one who invented the targum? So the Gemara answer is the same type of thing. Shachachum v'chazu v'yastum. Yes, targum is an old, something old, right? It was already made from the times of Har Sinai. But it was forgotten, and Unklus was the one who brought it back to life. Period. Now the Gemara analyzes the statement that that said earlier that when the Targum was made for the Chumash, the world was quiet, but when the Targum was made for Navi, Eretz Yisrael shook. Right? So the Gemara asks, Maishna de Oraisa, why was it that by the Chumash, the Loaz da Azeah, that nothing shook? The Adinavi, but when it came to the Navi, as the Azeah, answers the Gemara, the Araisa Mifrisha Milsa. The Chumash is easy to understand. It almost like self understood. The Navi, Ikemili de Mefarshin, the Ikemili de Mistaman. By Navi, there are certain parts that are understandable, and then there are other parts that are very satum, they're very close, very hard to understand. What's an example of something like that? The Ksiv, like the Pasuk says in Zechariah, by Yomahu, this is talking about the end of days, the ultimate redemption. By Yomahu, in those days, Yigadel HaMispeid, there's going to be a tremendous eulogy. Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, can misspate exactly like the magnitude of the hespate of the eulogy of Hadar Drimon, Bebikas Magidon. Now, that's not understandable because if you go through all of Chumash, there was never all of Navi, there was never a eulogy in Hadar Drimon in the Bikas Magidon. That never happened. So what in the world does this mean that in the end of days there's going to be this hespate like these things that we don't know anything about? So the Gemara. By the way, the in Maseches Sukkah, whatever you want Sukkah, Maseches Sukkah and Daf Nun Beizim at Aleph. What's the hesped at the end of days? So it's two opinions in the Gemara. One is that Yetzihara, that's going to be destroyed. So there's going to be a eulogy about the Yetzihara. Interesting, what that's going to be like. Another is that Mashiach ben Yosef, that will be killed. Okay, so either Mashiach ben Yosef or the Yetzirah that's going to be killed. So the end of this is going to be a hespin. It's going to be so great, like this thing that we never heard of before. So what is this thing? So here, the translation, the Targum came to explain. V'amar of Yosef, ilmali Targuma, if it wasn't for the Targum, the high of this Pasuk, lo yadana, my kamar. We'd never know what in the world it's talking about. The Yumahu, in that day, Yasgi misbida, the hespin will Yasgi, will be bit larger, will be big, Yerushalayim, in the town of Yerushalayim. Kim mispeda the Achav ben Amri, like the hesped of Achav, who was a king of Yisrael, the katal Yaseh, who was cut off, he was killed by the hands of Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon Beramot HaGilad. Okay, that Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon killed Achav, the king of Israel. There was a great hesped, and the hesped would be as big as that. Ooh, and also can misbid like the hesped of Yoshia, who was Yeshaya, who was the king of Yehuda, Bar Amon, the son of Amon, the Katal Yaseh, who was killed by the hands of Paro Chagira Bebikas Magido. He was killed by Yeshaya in the place called Bikas Megiddo. So then, once we know about those episodes, we can relate to what the hesped is going to be like at the end of days. Okay, now that the Gemara had said that Daniel was very special because in the book of Daniel, that's where the case of Mashiach is mentioned. So the Gemara now also talks about Daniel himself and how special he was. And that's what I was telling you. This whole page over here is not related to what we were talking about before and after. So the pasuk says as follows. V'ra'isi ani Daniel levadi es hamara. Daniel alone saw a vision. V'ha'anashim asher hayu imi, and the people that were with me, says Daniel, lo ra'u es hamara, they didn't see the vision. Aval chareda gedola nafla lehem, but a very tremendous fear fell on them. V'yivrchu b'achavei, and they ran away to hide. Okay, that's the end of the pasuk. So it shows you that Daniel is very chashuv, because Daniel saw a certain vision, but the people next to him didn't see it. So the Gemara says, manin hu anashim, who are these guys, these people that were hanging around Daniel? Amr of Yirmiyah, Vitamir Bechia Bar Abba, again another of Yirmiyah in the name of Bechia Bar Abba, Zechagai Zechariah Malachi, three Nevi'im, in who they, Adifi Minei, those three Nevi'im were better than Daniel, the Ihu and Daniel, Adif Minai, was better than them. How's that? Inu Adifi Minei, they were better than him, the Inhu Nevi, because they were Nevi'im, the Ihu, Lo Navi. But he was not a Navi. What does that mean that he was not a Navi? He was never sent to give over a Nevuah to the Jewish people. He himself had Nevuah, but he was never given over to tell the Jewish people about the Nevuah. Okay, so they were bigger because they were given a Nevuah that they could spread. Ihu adif minayo, how is he better than them? The ihu chaza, because he saw this vision. Chaza means to see. The inu, but they lo chaza, they didn't see it. Ask the Gemara a question. Hold on a second. The chima acher de lo chazu, if they never saw this vision, my taima ibe isu. So then why did they get scared, right? The pasuk said they got scared and they ran away. Why did they tremble? Why did they get scared? Ibe isu means to be scared. If they didn't see it. Answers the Gemara, afal gav de inu lo chazu, even though they themselves didn't see it, mazlayu chazu, their mazel saw it, and therefore they got scared. Amar Ravina Shma Mina, we learn from here, says Ravina, Haiman de Mibis, if a guy gets scared, Avagav de Ilo Chazi, he didn't see anything, and he doesn't even understand why he's getting scared. Mazle Chazi, must be because his mazel saw it, and that causes a person to get scared. Es the Gemara, Maitakante, what could a person do to fix if he's scared of something happened bad happening to him? What should he do? So the Gemara says three different pieces of advice. One, Likri Kriyat Shma. You should go ahead and say Shema. The Chida says that the reason is because Shema starts off with the letter Shin and ends off with the letter Dalid, which spells shade. And if you're scared, so maybe it's because of a shade, and the Shema breaks up the Shin and the Dalid. So it breaks. Okay, so you say Shema. V'ikaim b'makam atinofes. And if you're in a place that's dirty, so you're not allowed to say Shema there. So linshof miduchte, you should move away. Linshof means move away miduchte from the place that you are. Arbar gamnidi, 4 amos. You should move away. That will break it up somehow. V'ilo. And if you can't do that for some reason, lemach, you should say the following words. Iza, a goat, the Beit Havchi of the slaughterhouse, Shmeina Minai, is fatter than me. So you basically tell the demon, go get him. You want something juicy? You want a juicy steak? Don't go after me. Go after the other person. Okay, we're going to stop here.